legend about the blinding of the architect of the fortress. Three curtained walls of the front city. The front city is one of the parts of the Ivangorod fortress that was built in the second stage of construction during 1507 to 1509. It was attached to the large Boyar city, and it was located on the northeastern part of Maiden Hill. Before the erection of the front city, the slope of the hill was quite gentle here, and the enemy could easily use it to get to the fortress and the gate. Now, the most vulnerable part of Ivangorod was also fortified. At the same time as the front city, the walls and the towers of the castle in the western part of the fortress were also erected, and the large Boyar city was expanded. The Moscow government paid special attention to the unassailability of the fortress and the commercial harbour near the Livonian border. In the beginning of the 16th century, Ivangorod, which was expanded and well fortified, caused admiration and astonishment amongst foreign merchants and travellers. It should be noted here that the construction work of the fortress was supervised by Voldemir Torakhanov, the elder of Novgorod, and Marcus Grech, the Italian architect who came to Russia at the invitation of Ivan III. And it is this legend written down by the historian Gennady Popov about the destiny of foreigners in Russia. He says, in 1732, the Frenchman de la Motte, who had been travelling in Prussia, Poland and Russia, visited Narva. He was struck by the grandeur and strength of the Ivangorod fortress and heard the following legend about the process of its construction from the locals. For quite a long time, the Russian Tsar could not find an architect for building an outpost on the western border of his dominion. Finally, he found the right person, who was Polish in nationality but born in Smolensk. He promised the Tsar to build a strong and unassailable fortress in a short time. And he did. It really took him a short time indeed to erect the fortress, which was the strongest and the most beautiful in Russia. The Tsar inspected the fortress and remained quite satisfied. Some time passed, and the Tsar invited the architect in order to make a payment to him. But he did not give him any reward. Instead, he said that he was planning to build an even bigger fortress, and that he wanted to delegate this complex task to him again, and afterwards he would pay the architect for both fortresses at once. The architect promised to consider the offer, and after some time he decided that it would be unwise to miss an opportunity. Soon he notified the Tsar that he was ready to build a fortress that would be even bigger and more beautiful from the Ivangorod fortress. When the Grand Prince heard the answer, he got very angry, and instead of rewarding the architect, ordered him to be blinded so that he would not be able to build a similar fortress to somebody else, and so that he would not be able to communicate his plan to anybody. As for actual history, the chronicles do not mention any blinding of architects, but they do not say anything about him getting any rewards for his work either. But there is no smoke without fire. The barbarian tradition of blinding persona non grata existed in Russia even in the late Middle Ages. And everyone still remembers the legend about the blinding of Ivan Palmer, who built St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow.